This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
I will tell you if you ask me, Michigan or State? State. That's just how it is. Oh my god! There freaking was a bear not that long ago on the highway, way down like in down here. Like, they don't come this far down! What was it doing? Like, someone hit it and killed it.
Oh my god! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer some questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to it just a little bit. If you like that, come hang out with us live on Twitch every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. This is episode 156. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, with my co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good, except I've had kind of a headache today.
Yeah?
Yeah, it hasn't, it's like dulled, but it's kind of always been there, and I don't really know why. So I've taken ibuprofen, and hopefully it kicks in soon, but how have you been?
Yeah, I am a lot better now than I was yesterday.
Didn't you get your second dose?
Yeah, I got my second dose on Tuesday. Thought that I was going to be fine.
Turns out I wasn't.
Because I was talking to my aunt, and she was telling me about when she got her, and she got the Moderna, I got the Pfizer. And I've been hearing a lot more people who got the Moderna started feeling those side effects like later in that evening on the day that they got the shot. So I got the shot at probably about 10-ish Tuesday morning. And so I gave myself, because I kind of took off work to go get it, and then I gave myself a few more hours, like, off of work, just in case I started feeling any side effects early. And so I didn't. I was fine. And I went throughout my day. And for the most part, the only thing I really felt was just the soreness in my arm. And like you told me, I remember to move my arm around a lot. I remember to drink plenty of water. And it was probably about 7-8-ish that night where I really started feeling the soreness in my arm. So I'm like, okay, definitely got to keep moving it around. So all the rest of that night, I went to bed. I was fine. Woke up the next morning and I was like, ooh, no, I am sick. I was achy. I remember because my alarm went off for me to get up for work, and I rolled over in bed to turn it off, and that's when I felt it. I was like, oh no, it's like I am not working today. I was like, I can't get out of bed. And so so I called off work. I was achy, I was congested, I had a massive headache, my head was killing me. Turns out a low grade fever. I went and checked, my temperature was about 100. It was 100.4, I believe it was. I just spent the day kind of recuperating. I took some cold and flu medicine, and I would say the congestion went away first. The congestion went away pretty quickly. The achiness kind of stayed throughout most of the day. I want to say the fever broke probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock that night, because I kind of started getting some shivers. Like my body was getting cold. But the headache stayed like all throughout the day. Like I couldn't shake the headache. But by the time I went to sleep last night, I was mostly fine. And then when I woke up this morning, I was like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, that's really how it feels. It's like, I feel terrible. Then so I'm just like, anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, like, there's not too much of the in-between.
Right. So, yeah, it was a little bit awful. But, you know, I'm glad it only lasted a day because, you know, some people say it lasted them a couple of days. And some people, you know, got it a lot worse. So, glad it was just that little bit.
Yeah, that's how mine was. It was like, probably, it was a little after 12 hours after I got it was when I started to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had that soreness a little bit. That starts only after a couple hours, like the soreness in your arm. But, like, the not feeling well and everything else started a little after 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was that, because I had gotten mine at, like, 9 in the morning. So it was early in the day. So, like, that day, like, I was fine at work and everything. And it was right before, like, I was getting ready to go to bed. I was not feeling well. I was like, here it comes. This is what it is. I already know. Like, it's bad. And, yeah, it was, like, that whole night, I couldn't really sleep because it was, like, I had the chills, but also, like, I was very warm, especially in my head. And I don't have a thermometer, so I couldn't take my temperature. But, I mean, I knew I had a temperature of some sort.
I'm going to need you to get a thermometer. You've been saying for the longest time that you don't have a thermometer. Go to Walgreens, get you a thermometer.
My parents had one, and when they moved, they took it with them.
Go get you one. Go get a thermometer. It doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Every day at work.
That's not going to help you while you're at home.
No, but I knew I had a fever. I could tell. That one was pretty obvious.
Okay, fair enough.
Very warm. My whole head was so warm. I felt like it was bad. Like, and then it was, yeah, it was, like, achy. I felt a little nauseous. I was kind of dizzy. Mm-hmm. I did have a headache. And then it was, like, it was that whole night. So, in the morning, it was, like, 6-something. I usually get up at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, 6-something. And I had, I think, well, before I went to bed, I messaged my grandma and was, like, I don't know if I'm going to go to work tomorrow because I'm already not feeling well. So, I'll let you know in the morning.
Yeah.
Just to give her a little heads up. And then it was like 6-something. And I messaged her and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to work. Like, I'm exhausted because I didn't get much sleep and I feel absolutely terrible. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But then by, I don't remember what time it was. It was sometime like early afternoon. It was fine. Like, it was perfectly, I had a little bit, but it was like, it was way better than I was. Like, I went over to my parents' house that night for, I think, that would have been a Wednesday, so I went over to do laundry.
Okay.
Because I wasn't going to go over if I wasn't feeling well, but by the time it came, you know, when I would go over to do laundry, I was like, now I feel, like, fine. So I went to work, you know, the very next day. I just missed that one day at work. And it was me and a couple other coworkers that missed, because we had all, there was 5 of us that got it on the same day. At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And of us 5, 3 of us were out that the day after.
Okay.
The other 2 were fine. Like, they had some side effects, but not. And they were a lot better the first time around, too. So it must really just depend on the person as well.
Yeah.
Because I had that very sore arm the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 2 coworkers that were also out that same day I was after our second dose were a lot more sore than the other 2 who were a lot better the second after the second dose and still was able to go to work and stuff. So I don't know why, but you just had it better than us. It's definitely, I felt really lucky only having that like bad night was really what it was.
Yeah.
My friend is finally getting her first dose this weekend.
Okay.
She'll be getting Moderna, which is what I got as well. And, you know, I gave her the same advice of, like, move your arm a lot and drink a lot of water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was already preparing, like, she said, one of her coworkers today, she told she was going to take off that day after she gets her second dose, which will be in about a month. And her coworker's like, well, I get my second dose on I don't know, whatever, like the 5th or something. And I plan to come to work the next day. And she's like, cool, good for you.
You can plan that, yeah. Risk.
Yeah. She's like, nobody really, like, everyone kind of plans to go to work the next day for the most part.
Yeah.
One, you know, because it could go either way. You could be perfectly fine or you could not be. So my friend's like, I'm not taking any risks. She's like, I might even take off the day after that. One, because that was rude of her, and she's already taken more days off than my friend has. My friend's taken off, I think, like, one day of work in, like, the past year.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, I might just take 2 days off, one, to kind of spite her, and two, because she's like, I don't know how I'll feel. And I was like, yeah, and if you do feel fine, then you get kind of 2 free days off. But if not, then at least you've allocated that time just in case, you know? That's why it sucked for us. It was like if we could have gotten ours on a Friday, if we could have scheduled it that way, we definitely would have.
Yeah.
But we just had to take what we got. It was, because it was like, you know, first come, first serve, and it was a Tuesday. So it's like, I guess that's what we got. But yeah, it definitely feels nice after the after you like feel terrible, and then you're like, all right, I'm good now. The worst has passed. I'm okay now.
And I'm definitely a big proponent of, if you can take off of work, you know, if you need a day or so to take off work, I absolutely suggest taking a day off work. Because there are some days, there are some days where I just, you kind of need that time. It's like there, you know, there's a thing called mental health days, which should be more widely accepted at more more places of work, which I don't think that there are, but people need that. People need that time. And I think, and I'm just making assumptions here, but I think that most managers, supervisors, team leaders, whoever's in charge, whatever leadership in most of these companies, they're afraid that, oh, if we give these employees mental health days, everybody's going to take off at the same time. I'm not going to have anybody to work. And it's like, but that's not the case. It's just like
a scheduler,
right? You can offer someone time off, pay a time off, so they can actually function while they're working, and you just say, okay, you have, like you say, you have a schedule. You already have a schedule for shifts when people come into work, and then schedule that time off. Give that person just an extra day off. And it's just crazy how many people just have to struggle so much because they can't take the time off work. I've seen like so many TikToks, because there's a whole show me, you know, this is this without saying that this is this. And so one of them that I saw is like, show me you work in America without telling me that you work in America. And there's so many people who said that they've gotten so much pushback from trying to call off work for a legitimate reason. Like if they were sick or if they had some kind of family emergency or something, and they're legitimately trying to call off work because they can't make it in. And their manager's like, well, who you have to find somebody to cover your shift. It's like, well, technically, no, you're the manager. You're supposed to find somebody to cover my shift. Like, who am I? Because I know for me personally, most jobs that I've worked at, I don't have anybody else's phone number. I can't call the other people that I work with to see if they can come and work for me.
I know, that's how my friend's last job was like, manager's like, don't ever ask me for a day off, because I'll just tell you no. You need to find, like, ask your coworkers and have one of them fill in your shift.
That's crazy.
And yeah, she was a bad manager, though.
That's but, like, awful.
Yeah, where my friend works now, it does suck. Like, I really like working at a school because you do get that time off. You're guaranteed weekends, and then you get, like, holidays off, and you get summer off, and, like, random days here and there for, you know, whatever. It's really nice. But, like, my friend, she works 6 days a week, and anytime she does ask for a day off, no matter what it's for, like this, you know, for getting her second dose, or, like, I know she took one off for, like, her cousin's baby shower, and, you know, sometimes for whatever, she really doesn't take that many days off. Really, because she would take more days off if she didn't need the money, is really what it is.
Right.
So, because she doesn't try to take too many days off. But because of that, she does definitely get overworked and she's tired and,
yeah,
you know. And then when she does try and ask for a day off, it's like, it's a whole hassle. And she's like, I never take any days off. Just give it to me. Right. Come on. Like, and, because they're understaffed. It's not her fault.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. And that's like the awful part about it, that the employees can't control. You know, they aren't in charge of hiring people, but there are some of those times where they need to take off. And, you know, it might not even just be a mental health thing. It's just an emergency thing. It's just an unfortunate situation that they can't come into work. Now, I've been fortunate enough to have different jobs where I get paid time off. And now I'm in a situation to where I have to take vacation days because we have this thing called use or lose, where every pay period you accumulate a number of hours based on how many years you've worked with the federal government. And so you're only allowed to, in the calendar year, so at December 31st, you're only allowed to have a certain amount of hours. And if you have over that amount of hours, you lose that excess amount. And so that's basically why it's called use or lose. If you don't use it by the end of the year, you lose it. So for the first time in my federal government career, I will have use or lose hours by the end of the year. And unfortunately, it's during the time where I don't really need to take off too many days because I'm working from home. It's not like, you know, some days you get tired of going into the office. And so you're like, okay, well, I'm going to plan, you know, some vacation days. You know, I'll take like 3 days off, you know, in a month or so, just to kind of give myself a break from everything. But it's like most days I'm at home. So I'm in the comfort of my own home and I'm still working. You know, work has gotten a little bit more, the workload has gotten a little bit heavier because we have a number of projects that we're trying to complete. But at the end of the day, I'm still in the comfort of my own home, so I don't really take too many days off. And so I basically had to schedule out from, I think this was in February, I had to schedule out like the rest of the year, like what days I'm going to take off, because we have so many, we have like a big project that's going on right now where all of our systems are being reset. And so after that's done, because we can't do any training while the system's being reset. And so after that's done, we're like jumping right back into it. And we're going to be like basically hitting the ground running with training. And so almost, I don't want to say almost every week, but it's going to be a lot of back-to-back training. And so if I'm training, I can't take off. And so all of us on the training team, we had to submit our vacation schedules before they could make the training schedules. Like, it was okay, you know, if these people have use or lose time, we have to grant them the ability to use those hours. Like, we can't just say, well, you have to train this week, you can't take that time. Because if it comes to the end of the year and we aren't able to use our time outside of our own power, it's like, it's something different if I had use or lose hours. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't, it's not, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not planning on taking a vacation, I'm not going to use those hours, and then I lose them, that's on me, and then I just lose them. But if my job is not affording me the opportunity to use my hours, then they have to pay me back for those hours. And so they don't want to do that, of course. So I have like the rest of my year scheduled out for vacation days. And it's just basically like an extra day on the weekend here. So I'll like take a Friday off here, take a Monday off there, take a couple extra days off for the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, stuff like that. So so I've been lucky enough to be able to do that. But for the people who can't do that, and like if they take a day off, they're missing out on money. It's just really unfortunate because it's like they really have no other option. Like you say with your friend, you know, she doesn't take the days off because she needs some money, but I'm pretty sure she could use the days off too.
Oh yeah. I know, like this year, the only day I took off was that day that after my second dose when I wasn't feeling well. I haven't really felt like I needed to take any days off. I never do anyway, like any, just because if I take a day off, it's because either I really don't feel well or like I won't be here for some reason, like, you know, if I go to Chicago or something.
Yeah.
Those are the only times I like take time off. So obviously I haven't gone to Chicago this year, so I haven't needed to take the day off. Plus, you know, like I said, we get those certain days off. Although this, at the end of the year, it does suck a little bit because they give you, it's almost because, you know, like when we fill out our time cards, it's for 2 weeks and then like you turn it in and then 2 weeks and you turn it in.
Right.
It was almost like for most of the year, for those 2 weeks, we would have at least one day off or a half day or something. Like it was hardly ever a full 2 week pay period, which, you know, wasn't too bad. But then now at the end of the year, it's like they already got rid of all our like half days or no school days at the beginning of the year. So now it's just like a full run to the end of the year and there's like nothing. So it's just like, you don't know what it is like this, especially the being the end of the year. It would be nice if we had like a day off here or something, like just even one or two.
Yeah.
Throughout big, like this next month, a little over a month that we have left, there's no days off except for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little rough, but last year we didn't get to do it. We didn't even get to get this far.
Right.
So it is a little different.
Yeah.
But last year I didn't have to worry about it.
The end of, well, I guess depending on when Easter falls, because you guys get Good Friday off, right?
Probably. I don't remember, but I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, because depending on when Easter falls, I think sort of between the end of March and the end of May, there really aren't any holidays. So, yeah. Yeah, like you said, at the end of the school year, you kind of run into that that stretch where there is any extra time off.
Mm-hmm. Gotta load the virtual calendar.
Because I know that happens for us, too, because we generally have some kind of federal holiday at least once a month, whether it's President's Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Day, something like that. But after, I think, March, April, and then the first part of May up until Memorial Day, we have a stretch where we don't have federal holidays, because for us Good Friday isn't considered a federal federal holiday. We can take it off as a religious holiday, but we would still have to work that time back. It's not like free time that we could take off. And then I think August is the other month that we don't have a holiday in it. And I know that for a fact because my birthday is in August. And I was just fairly upset at the fact, I was like, well, my birth month is like one of the only months without an actual holiday. Because even though April doesn't have a federal holiday, quote unquote, Easter normally falls in April. And so Easter is still considered a holiday.
Right.
But August is the only month without a federal holiday.
Well, this year, Easter break or spring break fell on, like, Friday was during spring break. So,
Okay. I forgot about spring break. See, to me, spring break isn't a thing. I don't get a spring break. But yeah, spring break is, yeah, definitely time that you guys get off of work.
That's our last time, essentially, that we get off before the end of the year, other than Memorial Day. Well, we got Easter Monday off too, which is the day after Easter, and then we came back on Tuesday.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm sure we normally do. If it kind of depends, because back, like, I think back in the day we had the week after Easter off, like that was our spring break. But now I think that's how it used to be, and they've changed it to now our spring break is the same time as, like, everyone's spring break, like all the colleges and high schools and everything. Like,
Okay.
So theirs is usually before Easter, so that's when ours is now, because it's just the same time as everyone's. Because I feel like it did used to be different, where it would like our school would be different week than other schools.
Yeah.
So if that was the case, then we might have gotten Good Friday off. That would have been a long time ago. So I don't remember. I'd have to ask my grandma if she remembers.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've had, well, I guess not even two full weeks till we finished this week, because that week we came back after spring break was not a full week, so we had that Monday off.
Okay.
Yeah, now we're here till Memorial Day, which I think we only get, yep, just that Monday off.
Yep.
But then we're done almost right after that, because, okay, you know, early June. So yeah, it's not too bad. It's just essentially a full month of being here.
Yeah.
Don't know what holidays we get off the top of my head. Because is there one in February?
February would normally be Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King Day. When's President's Day?
President's Day is in January, I believe. Or do I have those mixed up?
Don't know. Because I was going to say, I don't remember if there's, like, my birthday month, if there's any time we have off. But if either of one of those is in February, then yes, we probably have that. Well, I don't know about President's Day.
President's Day is February.
Day, okay, then I don't know.
Yeah, MLK Day is in January. Yeah, so I did have those right.
Also, every time I read that username, I just read it as Phoenix.
Oh, well, no, he,
well, actually, every time I see it, it's just Phoenix.
No, he actually, like, all of his, like, his logos and stuff are all Phoenixes, so you actually have that.
Oh, right. Okay. Good, because that's all I see. It's like, my friend's cat's name is Phoenix.
Hmm.
And
that's
what
an interesting name for a cat.
Yeah, well, because he was, I think, was it her? He's orange, and she calls him like Nick or Nikki for short, but Phoenix is his name.
Okay. That's cute.
I know. And then actually one of the kids, her name's Phoenix. So now that I see that all the time, it's just yes. Obviously, yeah. Phoenix. And every time I have to spell it, you know, as I'm writing it out, it's like Phoenix. Trying to remember how it's spelled. But yeah, but I got it right, because it's, how would you, is it phenoxic?
Yeah, phenoxic.
Like toxic? Okay, cool. Yeah. Got it. I can read.
You hit the nail on the head.
Well, should we get to your topic, since we haven't in 2 weeks?
Yeah, so... And this is not my topic from 2 weeks ago, because honestly, I don't remember what my topic was 2 weeks ago.
That's why you should keep your notebook.
And I don't think this is my topic from last week either, but a brand new topic. And I almost forgot what it was. I had to go and re-look it up. But I want to know, what is something, if you have anything, what is something that you know that you shouldn't eat, but you still do it anyway? Now, this could be either you as a personal you, or you as in, you know that we as humans shouldn't eat, like it's bad for us, but you still do it anyway.
This is a tough question. What you got? Well, I think.
Well, for me, right off the bat, it's dairy. For the most part, predominantly cheese. I cannot rid myself of cheese. Ice cream, more or less so. There are a few times where I'm like really craving ice cream, and I'll just like, you know what, I don't care, I'm gonna eat it. But cheese, whether it's pizza or cheeseburgers or any kind of like cheesy type pasta or anything like that, I can't give it up. I've given up milk, just I guess lactose milk, whatever you want to consider it. I've done soy milk, I've done almond milk, I've done oat milk, I've done all those. So I'm like off of milk completely, and even just a lactose-free milk. So I'm good with milk, but when it comes to cheese, I cannot stop the cheese. I've tried many times, but it's one of my weaknesses. I can't say it's my one weakness. It's one of my weaknesses. There was a time where I really tried to do the, I think it was back when I was in the military, because one of the sergeants in my unit, he gave up dairy. He was like dairy free. And so he was talking about like how much better he felt and all this other kind of stuff. But he was also a runner, which I've never been. And so I tried it, and I want to say I went maybe a good 2-ish, 3 weeks maybe. But yeah, I fell back into it. I can't give up the cheese. And I say that as I, I ate before we started recording, and I had, veggie burgers, which are healthy, but of course I put cheese on them. So that kind of just nullified all the healthiness of it.
Anyone who ever I learn is like lactose intolerant or anything, they just don't care. It's just like, no, are you kidding me? It's like cheese and ice cream and whatever. Like,
you're not wrong. You are not wrong.
It reminds me of my friend who she said that, like, when she eats potatoes, her mouth will go a little numb.
Wait, when she eats potatoes?
Yeah. But she's like, I don't care. I like potato things. Like, she's like, I don't know. I thought it was normal and then found out it wasn't, but I don't care. Yeah, it's just like, oh, well, I like potatoes. And if that's the worst thing, my mouth goes a little numb.
I'll deal with it.
Like, you know what? Fair. let's see. I don't know if there's anything that like I'm allergic to or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly lactose. I could possibly be lactose intolerant. But I've never like tried to not eat things like that.
Yeah.
To test it. I just don't care. my friend's the same way. She's it, like, especially with her, she loves milk. So she'll drink it a lot.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't think she puts it in her coffee. Actually, I do. I do like that. That's something I shouldn't get, even though I do, just because it's expensive, is when we go to Barnes & Noble and I get Starbucks.
Yeah.
The Starbucks that's in Barnes & Noble, I've never like gone to a Starbucks like purposefully outside of Barnes & Noble.
Purposefully. But, like, oh, it's just an accident that I happened upon this Starbucks. I've ended up there when like
if someone I'm with like wants to go there, then it's like, well, sure. But I've never, like, that's only happened, I think.
It's never been your main intention to go to a Starbucks.
No.
Okay, I got
I've only gone to one outside of Starbucks, I think, twice. But with Barnes & Noble, it's like, well, we're already here.
Right.
Like, we bought our coffee and it's right there. But it is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
We started to go to the bookstore a lot more. And I'm always like, well, we're here. I've been getting that brown sugar shaken espresso oat milk drink, whatever.
I just read about that today. And that was my first time ever seeing it. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, it's good. I like it. I get it every time now.
I'll have to try it.
I don't know anything about the Starbucks menu, and that was new. So I was like, sure, I'll try this, and I like it. So now I'm just like, yes, that. But then I'm one of those people where I have to like rehearse and know what I'm getting when, like, you know, the server comes or like I go up or whatever. So the last time we were there,
that's definitely a thing that you have to do at Starbucks, because it's like they have their own language when you're ordering a drink from there.
exactly. And so I never know what it's called either. That's like how I just explained it to you. That's how I would say it to a person and I'd panic. So I, they had it up on the board because it's new.
Right.
So I'm like, cool, I just read it off of the board. But it wasn't there the last time we went. And I told my friend, I was like, oh no, it's not there. I don't know what to do. But then there was actually like a poster next to it where she's like, no, it's right there. I was like, oh God, good. Because they erased it on the thing. So I was like, now what?
Gotcha.
So I was able to read it off of that. But like, if they get rid of that poster, I don't know what I'll do.
You have to write it down in your hand or something.
Yeah. I know they whatever, like write on the cup, they write Bose. B-O-S-E, because it's brown oat milk shake and espresso. Like brown sugar, oat milk shake, and espresso.
I won't remember that, but I'll have to try to remember that so I can get that and try it.
Do you like, do you mind more coffee flavored things rather than sweeter?
And it's a 50-50 thing for me.
Because it tastes more like coffee, because it's got espresso in it, so it tastes more like coffee than something sweet. I mean, it still is kind of sweet, but
you're talking to the guy that drinks coffee even though he knows I'm gonna go to sleep from it, so the taste of coffee doesn't bother me too much.
All right, because my friend definitely likes sweeter flavored things rather than like the coffee flavor, so she gets, I forget what she gets, but hers is like way sweet, like you don't taste coffee at all. This one you definitely taste coffee, but I mean it's good. I really like it.
Yeah, and I've drank black coffee before, like with nothing in it and everything. Yeah. And
I won't do that.
Look, when you're in the army, sometimes you really don't have a choice.
I don't mind the more espresso or coffee flavored, like the less sweeter kind, but I don't like black. I've tried it a handful of times. I haven't tried it in a while, but I've tried it a handful of times, and I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
It's definitely a quiet taste. Sugar, yeah, like sugar and then like either milk. I prefer half and half, but if I don't have that, then like milk. I don't have to put in like my friend puts in, what is it? A like powder thing.
Powder thing.
Hers is powder. My dad's is liquid.
Creamer?
Is that creamer?
Could be.
Okay, well, I don't have to have that. Like, I still like the coffee flavor because that kind of takes, you know, it makes it more taste like something else.
Okay.
But not black. I can't do black. But let's see. Is there anything that I eat or drink or whatever that I know I shouldn't? Not really, other than like if it's just food in general, when like because I eat when I'm bored is a big problem of mine. So technically anytime it's like I'm not really hungry but I could eat,
I'm not bored. Doing anything else,
or like I'm gonna watch a show so I need something to eat, so probably anytime that happens I know I shouldn't, but time for a snack. Or ordering out food.
I do that way too much.
I should cook more rather than just having frozen meals, but I don't. Part of that is because I either don't feel like cooking or I forget that I have stuff to cook and it goes bad. But either way, it goes bad. Either I don't feel like doing it until it goes bad or I forget about it till it goes bad. So frozen meals or like anything microwavable, like any, like I have mac and cheese bowls that are just microwavable, like anything like that are perfect for me because it doesn't go bad, it's easy. Because that's why I never want to make anything, is because it takes too long. So I do those a lot even though I know I shouldn't, because it's not nearly like if I actually made something I could make it healthier.
This is true.
How much easier to just cook up a frozen meal or a microwavable meal?
Yeah, very easy. No, I, because I wasn't feeling well yesterday, and I literally, from the time that I got up, I really only had like medicine and juice. That was all I had all day. And Michelle was like, you know, please eat something, even if it was just a little something. And I'm like, I really don't feel like cooking anything. Like, I don't have the energy to stand over a stove and cook something. She's like, well, just order out. And I'm like, all right, well, now I need to figure out what I want to order. I don't want anything like heavy or greasy. And so she suggested sushi. I'm like, yeah, sushi's light. And I know you don't like fish. But no, I ordered out for sushi and I literally wasted my money last night. I ordered from this place that was close because I was like, you know, I don't want to wait. It was already like after 7, probably almost 8. I was like, I don't want to wait too long, so I want to order for someone that's close. And I'm looking through all like the specialty rolls and all this other kind of stuff. And I'm like, I just want something simple. So there was a dinner combo that was chicken teriyaki and sushi. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. So I'll get that. And so I get it. And I also got, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this wrong, the ramune, the soda.
Oh, ramune?
Yeah. So I got one of those. Because I want to say that I've tried one before, but I can't remember. So it's like,
I like the melon flavor.
I got the strawberry flavor.
That one I wasn't a big fan of.
I got you. But I think they only really had two. That was an option. It was strawberry and something else. I can't remember what it was. But so I did that. And literally the soda was the only thing that was good about that meal. The sushi, it didn't allow you to select what kind of sushi you wanted. So the sushi that came with it was just like a vegetarian sushi. It was.
That means it doesn't have fish.
Yeah, that could be something that you want to try. But it was like,
did it have avocado?
Yes, it did.
No.
Like, nah, I'll pass on that. But yeah, it was like cucumber. It was like avocado, salmon roe. I guess salmon roe would be considered fish. And then, so wasn't a fan of that. And then the chicken teriyaki, they grilled the chicken, which is fine. Grilled chicken is healthy, but it didn't even taste much like chicken. It just tasted burnt. And the thing about it is it wasn't burnt. And so I wasn't exactly sure why it tasted so burnt. Like the grill marks overpowered the taste of the actual chicken and it just tasted burnt. And so it's like, okay. And so the grilled teriyaki or the chicken teriyaki came with like a huge slice of cantaloupe, and I don't eat cantaloupe. And I was like, didn't know that was a thing. So yeah, that was, I ate it because I needed to eat something, but I was not happy with it. I wasn't happy with it at all. I was like, kind of wish I would have just, found something to cook.
You know what I just thought about? Because you're saying like, not feeling well, but you still got food. I remember... in March of last year, when I wasn't feeling well, and I really wanted, I don't remember what I was looking for. I was just looking for something, like, to order to eat, and I found this, like, sub place, and, like, if you got, like, a sub, it would come with, like, soup, and, like, one of them was, like, cheddar broccoli, and then I had my sights set on that. I was like, that sounds really good. Like, that's something I really want right now. Even though... which I didn't think about till now. Couldn't taste. So I got it anyway. But I couldn't taste in March of last year. Huh. Well, I learned something I might have had.
Yeah. Looking back on it. Didn't think about that.
No, I never thought about that. Because at the time, it was so brand new and I never thought about it. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened was I wasn't feeling well. It was like, I don't remember. a week maybe or something. I don't know. There was a certain time where I wasn't feeling well. And that's when that was, I think, was when I couldn't taste or smell or anything. And then I was like, fine. Like, I felt perfectly normal for, I don't know, maybe another week or a couple days or something. And then I was like, got worse than I was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I had like, was like an hour at one point where I did have like chest pains. And it was where everyone was freaking out and it, like, hospitals were full and they're like, don't go to anything. And I was like, I don't have a doctor and there's nothing I can do. And you couldn't get a test at the time. I was like, oh, well, maybe I have it. Maybe I don't. There's nothing I can do. We're off work. I am just at home doing nothing. But yeah, I forgot about the, because that was like the previous sickness. I had them separate in my mind. So that was like that first week. So, fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was something that I shouldn't have ordered, even though I knew I couldn't taste it. I was like, I want this, and I couldn't taste it and was sad, even though I knew I couldn't taste. Yeah. So, I have a question.
Okay.
So, all right. Again, didn't know how exactly to word this, but, like, what are some things that are more maybe about, like, your state or your, not necessarily your state as a whole, but maybe like your location or whatever, like, mm-hmm. you'd know you're from here if like you see these things or whatever. Like, for example, like the tagline for Michigan is like pure Michigan, you know, that's like in their ads. And it's like, when you come into Michigan, that's like the sign. It's like, welcome to pure Michigan. So that's a Michigan thing. Or like what they always, on hats and t-shirts and stuff, it'll have a picture of like the Great Lakes and it'll say like unsalted and shark free. Okay. So that's a thing that when you go up north, that's like a lot of like t-shirts and hats and stuff you'll see. That's just what it says. It's like mm-hmm. unsalted and shark free. Like, I guess, yeah. then there's the Great Lakes stickers that you see on people's cars. I think if you buy them, you can get them in different colors. It's just like the outline of all the Great Lakes. And I think it goes towards something if you buy them. But like, they're on tons of cars in Michigan. And you see them all over, like in stores, especially up north.
Mm-hmm.
Going up north, there you go. That's just a Michigan thing. Not just a Michigan thing, but it is a Michigan thing. or something that I don't know if it's necessarily a Michigan thing or just like a more local thing. Are like certain ads that we get on TV for like certain lawyers. You yeah. know, people have all those like specific ones. Like, one of them, the big one, is like the Bernstein lawyers. You always see them. It's like a family of lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dad and then like a couple of his kids.
Yeah.
So it's like, call us or call Sam. I don't remember. It's Sam Bernstein, I think, is what it is. It's like 1-800 call Sam. Like, everyone knows that.
Oh, okay.
And then another one is Jeffrey Figer, because that one was really funny, because, like, that's a local thing. Like, you know, obviously, if you're here, like, you've probably heard of Jeffrey Figer. He's just a lawyer, like, Figer Law. But my friend and I one time were watching, like, sometimes we just put on TV for background noise, and a lot of times we'll put on, what is it? Is it the Discovery Channel? Where they'll do, like, sometimes Ghost Adventures is on and stuff.
Okay.
And there was an episode of Ghost Adventures on. Have you ever seen Ghost Adventures?
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
Well, I haven't watched it in a long time, but it was like, it still is. Three dudes. It's like Zach, Aaron, and someone else. I don't remember. But like, Zach's like the main guy.
Okay.
So it was like technically Ghost Adventures, but it was him, I don't know, like talking about stuff or doing stuff, or I don't know, like it wasn't actually a normal Ghost Adventures episode. And he's like, and here's my good friend, Jeff Figer. My friend and I looked at each other and we're like, Jeff Figer? Like, Jeffrey Figer? Figer Law? Like, he was friends with this dude. He's like, yeah, this is my good friend. We're like, what? This dude who was like just a lawyer here? This, I couldn't believe it. It was so weird. It was so weird to hear that. Like, what? But those are some things that are very, like, this area or just Michigan in general.
Yeah.
Are there any about, like, Louisiana or New Orleans?
I know for sure we have our set of lawyers with their catchy jingles and all this other kind of stuff. There's one who's very well known that I've been seeing his commercials since I was a kid, and I'm surprised he's still practicing law. And the funny thing about it is he looks the same now as he did when I was a kid. So I'm sure he's doing very well and, like, got some kind of plastic surgery or something. But his name is Morris Bart. And it's funny because his slogan has evolved with the times, because, you know, back when I was younger, it was just phone calls. You have to call a lawyer. So his slogan was "One call, that's all." but so at the emergence of the .com era and websites started picking up and becoming a thing, he transferred from "One call, that's all" to "One click, that's it." So, like, okay, look at you being progressive. Like, you see, changing with the times. Riding that technology wave. But, yeah, we have Morris Bart. We have Chris DeLeo. We have Chip Forstall. One of the things that the lawyers here do is they try to latch on to local celebrity talent. So, New Orleans is known for its music scene, like jazz, and another form of music called bounce music, which is sort of like a dance/rap type music. But Juan LaFonta, he started his commercial. Well, not that he started his commercials, but he came out with, like, a whole series of commercials with one of the premier bounce artists in New Orleans, Big Frida. And so he did a whole bunch of commercials with Big Frida. But there's been other lawyers who've done commercials with jazz artists, Zydeco artists, and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. So they like latch on to the culture of the city to try to make their commercials more memorable. But I'll say things that, like, are inherently New Orleans. Mardi Gras beads, for sure. There is the rare color combination of purple, green, and gold that you probably will not find anywhere else outside of New Orleans, because on a surface level, you look at that combination, because during Mardi Gras, you will see people with purple, green, and gold clothes, like all those different colors in the same, like, piece of clothing. It'll be a purple, green, and gold striped shirt. And if anybody were to wear that outside of New Orleans, outside of Mardi Gras, somebody would look at them and it was like, that shirt is hideous. Because the colors honestly do not go together, but they stand for something. And in my lifetime of living here, I should know this off the back of my hand, but I think I've purposely forgotten it. But I think it was like purple is the color of royalty and green is for something else and gold is for something else. I don't know. It's like literally could not be less important to me to retain that information. I have so much movie trivia knowledge to retain in my brain. I don't need to hold on to Mardi Gras knowledge.
You can always just Google it. I'm sure it's there.
I
could,
but I really don't feel like it right now. But yeah, just the whole the showcasing of Mardi Gras beads is something that's inherently New Orleans, something that you won't necessarily find. Because I don't think that beads, outside of, like, Native American traditions, are important to any other culture. And I say that as a very broad assumption. At least to my knowledge, I don't think, like, beads are important to any other culture. Anything else? I mean, we have gators, but I think Florida's kind of got the claim on gators. Seafood is a thing, but, you know, you can get seafood anywhere.
But technically.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe, like, jazz music. Jazz music is a staple of the culture here in the city. I mean, I know that jazz music is still found other parts of the country, other parts of the world, but I think that there is an inherent, like, a fundamental understanding of jazz here at a lot of, like, the hole-in-the-wall nightclubs and just, like, these speakeasy-type places where if you look on the internet, it's like, oh, okay, what to do in New Orleans? You know, a lot of these places won't show up in that search result list. And it's like, you have to either know somebody from the area or you ask somebody from the area, where do you go to find these certain clubs and everything? And that's probably the only way that you'll find them, because they're not on Bourbon Street. They're not on Canal Street. You know, it's not something that you'll see with bright lights or anything. It's something that's in, honestly, like in a residential neighborhood, and it's just a bar just on the corner, like across the street from some houses. And it's one of, like, you find some of the most raw talent that are performing in these bars. But it's like, that's something that you don't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Michigan as a whole, their whole thing is just the Great Lakes, because Michigan touches 4 of the 5 of them.
Yeah.
And also, for some reason, hating Ohio State, that's a big Michigan thing. Like, I know nothing about any of that stuff, but I know that just because I'm from Michigan. I'm like, you just, the like, Ohio State, no.
Yeah, that's pretty much like with, well, honestly, because, so, our college conference, and when I say our, because we have different collegiate premier athletic schools in Louisiana. We have a few of them that have gone to national acclaim, but the one that sticks out the most is Louisiana State University, LSU. And the conference that LSU is in is the SEC, the Southeastern Conference. And honestly, our biggest rival is Alabama. And so, just like Michigan hates Ohio State, Louisiana hates Alabama. Like, off top. It's like, there's no questions about it. But we also hate Mississippi State. We hate Ole Miss. We hate South Carolina. We hate Auburn. We hate Florida. We hate Georgia. You know, it's just like almost every other team.
All your SEC. Neighbors.
Yeah, all our neighbors. Everybody that's like in that little southeastern little strip. All of the teams that are in our conference, we hate all of them.
Yeah, well, if you want to leave Michigan, you got to go through Ohio. So, and I guess, like, Ohio, like, if they see, at least, like, early on Ohio, it's common that just having a Michigan plate can get you pulled over because they don't like Michigan either.
Wow.
Like, you gotta really be following the rules when you're driving in Ohio.
Yeah,
if you got a Michigan plate.
I don't know if it's that bad down here.
I don't know if it's all of Ohio or if it's maybe just Toledo, because Toledo's the first part between Michigan and Ohio, and Toledo's what Michigan and Ohio fought over, and Ohio got it. So,
okay.
I don't know if it's just that.
That makes sense.
I'm also not a driver, so this is just knowledge from, like, other people.
It's just hearsay.
Yeah, I can't confirm or deny.
No, I've actually, I inherited hate for Ohio State. Not inherited, I would say. But my aunt, my uncle's wife, she went to Michigan. And then my brother, he grew up a Michigan fan. University of Michigan, not Michigan State.
Yeah.
And I know it because that's like a big contentious rivalry, too.
I like State.
Of course. See, and I like Michigan. but because they, like, would watch Michigan games, I would, you know, also watch Michigan games. So I became a fan of Michigan. And I just, like, I inherited that hate of Ohio State from them. Like, I have no reason to hate Ohio State, but I don't like them.
Well, it's like, you know why I like State over Michigan?
Why is that?
It's because when I was younger and, like, that was first starting to be discussed in school or whatever, like, just between kids or whatever, and they'd have their preferences. Mm-hmm. I liked green and white. I thought they looked better together than the yellow and the blue.
Oh, okay.
Or maize and gold, as it is.
Right.
So I just like the color scheme better. I thought it looked better together, so I still do. So I like state better than Michigan.
And see, in my elementary school, our colors in my elementary school was blue and gold. It wasn't the same blue as Michigan blue, but it was, like, close to it.
Well, didn't have that. Ours was red and white.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't either of them. I mean, technically, white is state as well, but
yeah.
Yeah, that was it. And then from that moment on, I just decided I like state better because I like their colors better.
I mean, people have become fans of teams for less, so.
And I'm not, I wouldn't call myself a fan. It's just, you know, when you're in Michigan, it's like, yeah, come on, you gotta like one of them,
right?
Yeah. Like, you always gotta just like one more than the other. It's like everyone. It doesn't matter if you watch sports or not, because I definitely don't.
Right.
I will tell you, if you ask me, Michigan or state? State. That's just how it is. Oh my god! There freaking was a bear not that long ago on the highway, way down, like, in here. Like, they don't come this far down! What was it doing? Like, someone hit it and killed it.
Oh my god.
I mean, like, I don't know, they're called it a hit and run because, like, there was nobody there when whoever showed up. I don't know if the person called someone or if people just drove past. I don't know. But it was a full grown dead bear on a highway way down here.
I didn't know where this story was going.
Now everyone's just scared because they're like, why was there a bear down here? Bears don't come this far. Like, if you go up north, there's the possibility of bears. Especially, like, in the UP, there's the possibility of bears. Down here, there's no possibility of bears. At least there shouldn't be.
Maybe the bear got lost. I don't know.
Bear traveled real far.
Bear kept walking. It was like, I'm going to see where this brings me.
But, yeah. So that's something that everyone's like, don't like that. I don't remember why I thought of it.
I don't know. You're just like shifting. You were talking about state, and he was like, oh, there was a bear. Like, wait, what? Wait, where's this coming from? And then the bear got hit, the bear died, and the bear's on the side of the road. How did we get here?
I don't know. I thought about it. But, like, yeah, I guess that's a big thing, too. Just Michigan is, like, the bridge. Like, you know, the Mackinac Bridge. Because that's what connects the UP and the LP. So, I've never been on it. I've never gone to the Upper Peninsula. Okay. I've never seen it.
I was just about to ask, so, like, UP is what? And LP is what?
You the say Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula.
I got you now. Okay.
So, I've never been up there. I've never seen the bridge. I've never... Like, the only lakes that I've... The Great Lakes that I've seen and also, like, touched, or just seen, really, I haven't seen any others, is just Michigan and Huron.
Okay.
So, like, Superior, Ontario, and the other one, Erie.
Yeah.
I think Erie's the one that doesn't touch us. And then, like, Ontario, like, barely touches us. And then Superior is the one that's by the Upper Peninsula. And Michigan's on the left side. West side. And the east side is Huron.
I want to say I saw the top part of Lake Ontario when I was in Canada. Maybe.
I'm going to look at a map.
If Michelle's still in the chat, she can correct me if I'm wrong.
Once I find my maps. There it is.
But I remember we were driving from Ottawa to Toronto, and there was like an exit. And I wanted.
Oh, no, I lied. Yeah, Ontario's the one that's not touching us. Erie is barely.
Okay. Then I don't know what I saw.
Pancake Bay.
Okay.
It's in Canada. I don't know. I love the name. um But, you know, you could put up your hand like a mitten and just point to it, you know, and be like, that's where I'm from. People can technically do that. I don't know if I've ever actually seen anyone do it. But okay. If you wanted to, you could. You'd be like, I live here.
Right hand or left hand.
Go on vacation. Well, if you put out your left hand, then it has to be like palm facing away from you. If you put out your right hand, then it's palm facing you.
Okay. If you can see me on camera, I'm just...
Yeah. I was also doing that with my own hands. I'm looking at the at the picture. And then the Upper Peninsula either looks like a dog or like a high-heeled shoe if you turn it upside down. Which you can also make with your other hand. So if you put up your right hand with your palm facing you and put up your left hand with your palm facing you, I wish I could show you what I'm doing right now. You can make it look like Michigan, like fully. So if you have your palm facing you of your right hand and just like that, there you go. And then your other one, you have to turn up. Turn it.
Like that?
Left.
Left.
Wait,
what?
Yes, yeah, you had... No, you had... I mean, facing right, sorry.
I'm sorry. Like, left. I can't do that. Facing right. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Jesus Christ. But you gotta put it above your right hand.
Like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Stream to catch up.
That's Michigan. I mean, like, to the camera, it's backwards.
Right. So, like
to
that.
You, yeah. So there you go. If you ever wanted to point out where you are in Michigan, you can do it. Upper Peninsula or Lower Peninsula.
Interesting.
This
makes no sense to me at all.
Michigan, pop your maps. I have Google Maps open right now, and I'm looking right at Michigan.
Anybody watching the stream, if you're from Michigan, or if you're listening to this and you're from Michigan, I'm pretty sure you know what we're talking about. But other than that, it's just foreign.
But yeah, there's the tunnel. Oh, there's a bridge in Detroit that goes over to Canada. You at least, I don't know if it's a bridge or if it's just a tunnel. Because I know, like, I've seen it in Detroit where it's like, this is the tunnel to Canada. So I've never actually, you know, been on it. So I don't know if it's a bridge, just a tunnel. But then there's one over by Port Huron where it's actually a bridge.
Okay.
So you can just go. Like, Michigan's connected to Canada in some places. And then, yeah. Like, the dunes. You got the dunes up north. The Sleeping Bear Dunes, which are, like, really... Like, a lot of people in the country know it because it's really pretty.
Sand dunes. Oh, I see it now.
There's a whole, like, story about how the sand dunes were created, which is... Or not the sand dunes, like, the islands that are by it, which mm-hmm. I forget what they're called. Why it's called, like, the Sleeping Bear Dunes and, like, the sad story. Because it's like bears were trying to cross the lake, and it was, like, a mama bear and her cubs. I don't remember how many cubs there's supposed to be. Like, 2 or 3. And, like, along the way, they can't keep up. And, like, they drown, so then they make the islands as, like, they drown, and then their dead bodies, like, or whatever. Like, the earth gives you the, like, islands or whatever, something like that.
Oh.
It's been a long time since I've heard it, but I know it's, like, the bears drown, and then now they make these islands.
Well, that's all kinds of awful.
I know. It's always made me sad. But, and then there's, like, Isle Royal, which is more up north. Mm-hmm. I think it's Isle Royal is the one where it's like there's no motorized vehicles on it. It's the whole point of it. So like you can go camping there and stuff, and there's like horse-drawn carriages and stuff, but there's no motored vehicles on it. That's why it's a whole thing. I think it was Isle Royal. It was something. I know it's in Michigan and it's like an island. I forget who it was went there. It's like Trump or Pence or something. And they were like, we have a motorcade. And they brought cars for the first time on that island in, like, hundreds of years or something like that.
Mm.
I don't remember what it was exactly, but it was, like, a whole thing. People were like, no, why would you do that? But someone did. It was someone like that. People were upset. Then you got the bay up here, the Grand Traverse Bay over by Traverse City. that. Then you have all these fun names like Petoskey. Do you know what the Petoskey Stone is?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So a Petoskey Stone is, like, you can find it around the Great Lakes. It's a stone that's, like, covered in, like, fossils. Like, okay. If you look up Petoskey, P-E-T-O-S-K-A-Y, I'm looking, because there's a city called Petoskey. They're really pretty, and they're hard to find. And depending on how big of one you find, like, can be, you know, worth a lot of money. It's easier to tell when it's wet, if that's what it is. So people will, like, polish them, or, you know, like, you put it in the water to make sure, like, see if it's a full Petoskey or whatever. Mm. And people will make jewelry out of it, or just sell them as is, or, you know, whatever. But Petoskeys are a huge thing. Like, anytime it's, like, you're around the Great Lakes, it's, like, look for Petoskey stones.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and just, like, lakes. Michigan has a lot of lakes just in general all around. Like, it's hard to not be around a lake. That's why so many people go up north or whatever, even if it's not too far, just more north than they are, to some sort of lake. Almost everyone visits a lake, like, for whatever, vacation or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michigan's a time.
Yeah, the same could be said for New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sure. That city in itself could be a time.
Yeah, depending on the time of year you come and visit, you know, outside of, you know, the now times. yeah, it'll definitely be an experience. But if any of our viewers, any of our listeners, if you've traveled to New Orleans or if you traveled up to Michigan or anywhere else and you want to share some stories where you felt something was just inherently specific to that region, reach out to us. You can find us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link. You can click that. You can send us a message, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and it's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S, or you can tweet at us at Spider Bites Cast. You send us a message on any social media platform, but if you want to forgo social media, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, stories, anything you want to share with us, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow the Spider Bites Podcast on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon Music Podcast, iHeartRadio, you name it. There's a good chance that we're probably there. Just search for the Spider Bites Podcast. And if you do find us there, we ask that you follow us. But if you do follow us, if you can, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. The ratings help us move up those podcast algorithm charts, so that way when someone is looking for a new podcast to listen to, they're more likely to see our show on that list. And then that way you have more people to discuss some things with, discuss the things that we've talked about. But the reviews that you leave, it helps us internally, because it lets us know how you feel about the show, the things that you enjoy, the things that you think we can improve upon. So that way we can take that, we can work it, we can talk about it, we can restructure some things, and then we can bring a better quality show to you. So we ask if you can, that'll be a great way for you to help us out. If you don't want to subscribe or follow us on any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show. Just go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser, whether you're on a PC, a laptop, phone, or tablet, anywhere you can access the internet. You just go to the website, you scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, and you click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser, and you can still enjoy the show without having to follow us on any podcast streaming services. If you want to keep up with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links will be in the description of the show, as well as the links to everything else that I just mentioned.
What I did the other day?
What did you do?
I bought and then built a shelf.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever built anything before.
How'd it go?
So, well, the first thing I did was mess up. because I mean it was a really easy fix, but it was like, all right, you know, take this plank and like put in, it was like, here, you have this many pegs. I was like, cool. And it's like, it's got four holes. I was like, cool. And it's like, put the pegs into the holes. I was like, awesome. So I put in all four, and then I looked at the picture and it was like just two, and I was like So I had to, like, use a hammer to pull him out, like, the back of a hammer. But it took not too long. Maybe, like, an hour max.
That's not bad.
Yeah, my hand kept cramping up from, like, twisting the screws.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
My friend had made one. Like, she bought a different one recently, and she had a blister, like, two blisters on her hand. So she's like, when you do it, wear gloves. So I had luckily just bought some gardening gloves, so I just wore that. So I didn't have any blisters, but, yeah, it's like my hand kept cramping up, and I had to do it maybe 4 to 8 times. I don't remember if it was 2 or 1 on each, like, corner. So I'd, like, be doing that, and then I'd, like, all right, I gotta sit here for, like, a minute or two before I keep going. I didn't know that I had to, like, nail in the back part. So that was fun. And then Toby is afraid of loud noises.
So when you're hammering it...
I would, like, hammer and he'd run away, and then I'd stop for a second literally to just get the next nail ready, and he'd come back out and I'd hammer again and he'd run away. I'm like, stop coming back, you know, I keep doing it.
He thought you were done. He heard it stop. He was like, are you done? Is it over?
And there was a lot of nails, so I was like, Toby, just if you're gonna go somewhere, then go somewhere. Wait till, like, I'm done for, like, 5 minutes and then come back.
No, he's not going to do that. You stop. He's like, okay, she's done. I can come back now. And you back
he didn't go day. That like, far. He went over to, like, I was just building it in the living room. So he went over by the stairs, like, around the corner. So I couldn't, like, see him. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I finished, he'd, like, come back around the corner and come over to me. And then I'd start hammering another one and he'd run back. So he didn't even, like, go up the stairs. He wasn't that far.
He's like, I just don't want to be in the immediate vicinity.
Yeah, but finally ended up doing it. And because I bought it to put my manga on, because I don't have anywhere to put my manga right now. So I did that. And I don't really have it decorated right now. It's just like a cheap shelf. I just wanted somewhere to put my manga. But because I have, like, this rainbow scarf that I got in Chicago once, just, like, on the top because I didn't have anywhere else to put it. Then, like, this cat treat jar that I just got because I liked the look of. I don't use it for my cat treats on top. And then, like, this wire basket where I literally just keep a pen and a marker for my calendar. But there's nowhere to keep it in the kitchen, so I just keep it in that. And then, like, my manga, and then I've got, like, things to help keep up the manga.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fall over.
Okay.
And I've got, like, my Dazai figure on it and stuff. Nice. And I gave Bogo Stray Dogs its own shelf, which is the top one. And then the next one is BNHA. And then the bottom one is just kind of, like, a other, because I don't have a lot. It's, like, 4 of the manga that I have, which are all just single ones. One I actually bought new when I went to the bookstore the other day. Like, I'd never heard of it. I saw it, and I was like, you know what? I'll get it. So I haven't read it yet, and it's just the first volume. It's all they had.
Okay.
But so that one I got to try, and then the other 3 are the ones that it's like I've had for a while and I don't care about. I made a mistake when I was at the bookstore because I didn't write down, like, I was trying to keep track of what BNHA volumes I had. And I was like, all right, well, I think I've got these ones, so I think it'll be safe if I just grab these. And I was 1 off, and now I have 2 volume 4s and no volume 3, because I bought a second one thinking I thought I got 1, 2, 3, 5. I actually got 1, 2, 4, 5. So, I don't know if you can return books. I can just be like, there's nothing wrong with this volume 4. I just didn't realize I already had it. Can I turn this one in? I will go buy volume 3.
I think they might let exchange something if it's for about the same price or something like that.
I'm sure they would, because I would just get another. I would get volume 3, which is the exact same price.
Yeah.
And I got an app that my friend showed me called Libib, L-I-B-I-B.
Okay.
Like, library kind of thing, or bibliography, or whatever. To help keep track of my manga now. So
yeah,
I've got it in total, like, as a whole, all my manga, which I have 40 exactly, which is weird. And then I have it into categories of like Bungo Stray Dogs, BNHA, and other, so I can keep track. For BNHA, I have 1 through 15, except for 3 and 13. And then Bungo Stray Dogs, I have all of them that are currently out in English. What's the other one that I just bought? King's Beast, Volume 1. The King's Beast is the new one that I bought that I haven't read yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I have finally have a place where I can put my manga. And next time I go to the bookstore, I'll probably buy some more BNHA. Because, like, BNHA I've already read. But because I've already read it, I like to collect it. Probably same for Fruits Basket. I'll probably do that. And I found Carnival there. It's like, oh, I forgot about Carnival. My friend's like, I have Volume 1. It's like, what? She's like, I'll have to find it. She's like, I got it a long time ago. And she bought Volume 2. It's like, oh, man, like, I might have to check out yours and maybe I'll buy the manga and then, like, actually read it. Because I had just seen the show and there's only, like, 12 episodes mm-hmm. and, like, that's it. But I wanted to know what happened from there. So it's like, oh, I'll have to read yours. And then if I like it, I'll just go buy it myself, too.
Gotcha.
Since she already has it.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know how to like find manga. Like, I'm surprised I found that one. We were just there for a while and I happened to see that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like if I watch an anime and I like it, then if I like it enough, then I'll watch the manga. I'll read the manga. I'll just watch it.
Yeah. Just open up and look at it.
So I know right. people, you know, like find manga and they'll be really excited, like if an anime comes out or something. And I've never done that. I don't know how to like find one that I would like. It's almost like, do I really want to spend like however much, like $13 or whatever on like something that I might not like or whatever. Something brand new. Oh, I haven't done that. My friend totally has. She does it almost every time she goes. She's like, especially if it's just a BL. She's like, a BL! I will buy it. but I have not. Besides that one. Which I don't know anything about. but, yeah. So, if you ever find any, like, anime or manga, let me know. There's something I could check out.
Will do.
Yeah, I was just very excited that I not only built that shelf, but that same day I watered my plants.
Look at you being productive.
I know. it's like I did so much. It was great. anyway, that's all.
No, that's awesome though. That's awesome. To all of our listeners, all of our viewers, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you for our next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.